Hi there. The word for you today is, who's advising you? In Psalm 1 verse 3, David said, they prosper in all they do. The first psalm in the Bible talks about the dangers of getting the wrong counsel, listening to the wrong voices, and mixing with the wrong people. Let me read it to you. Verse 1 through 3 in the Living Bible. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted along the river bank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Implicit in that word prosper are things like stability, nourishment, productivity, strength, durability, and success. So, pick your friends carefully and prayerfully, because those closest to you have the ability to either make or break you. Qualify any advisor before he or she speaks into your life. Make sure they have these seven qualities, that they're people of integrity, people of faith, people of influence, people with complementary gifts, people who share your vision, people who are loyal, and people who are creative. If you look for these seven qualities in those who advise you, there's every chance you'll succeed in what you've been called to do. And be sure to get God's input. Isaiah 30 verse 21 says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Make sure your goals and your plans are set in harmony with God's will for you. Because if they're not, having the best counselors in the world won't help you one bit. Okay? That's the word for you today.